expressed on any public affairs show do not reflect those of KX935, its management, or the board of directors.
Jason Betty, KX935.
On KX935, this is your full English breakfast. Tuck in.
Waiting for love, but you come along. You smile, you wave, you kiss me, chow. But you seem too happy to see me somehow. The sky falls in on my head. Your nails grow long, your eyes turn red. You say forever, dear, and a day. You swear that you're never gonna go. Run the other way, and I can't wake up to save my life. Oh, I can't wake up to save my life. In my nightmare, you forgive me. Cruelest gift you could ever give me. You say that you understand me now, but your eyes say, brother, I'll get you somehow. And then the lightning streaks across the room. You smell like something fresh from the tomb. You squeeze too hard, you insist on kissing when it seems like half your face is missing and your hair's turned into reptiles hissing. And I can't wake up to save my life. Oh, I can't wake up to save my life. But dreams go bad, like Boston boys coming home to dad. What you reap, so shall you sow. My feet don't fail me, go man, go. Cause I can't wake up to save my life. Oh, I can't wake up to save.
Can't wake up to save his life, Martin. Good morning, Martin. Good morning, Laguna Beach. What a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous thing it is to be in the studio at KX 93.5 FM, 93.5 K, whatever it is on your thingy computer.
KX 93.
That's it. I've exhausted myself now. Oh, we've got a really good show today. I'm really excited. We've got Mr. John Hall is going to be here. And he is the owner of Rickenbacker Guitars Company. And I say that in a clumsy way because I've been putting online that John Hall, owner of Rickenbacker Guitars, is going to be on. And people have been saying, well, I've got a Rickenbacker guitar. I'm an owner of Rickenbacker Guitars.
But he sold those people the Rickenbacker.
They bought them from him and they didn't even know it. I've got to turn your mic up a little bit, Mark.
Apparently. Yeah, please, that's quiet. Better.
Is that better in your ear?
So how are you doing this morning, our kid?
Oh, do you know what? It's a lovely day, and it's been rainy, and Donny Hathaway's playing in the background, and I don't know, I think I'm all right. How are you?
I'm not bad. I'm surprised to see you so lively this morning.
Perky? I'm a bit perky.
Yeah, perky, yeah. Oh. You're looking very perky.
There's been a bit of a wacky time in town. The canyon's been bonkers, and that gun-toting lunatic running around town. Do you know about this?
Oh, from last weekend when they closed PCH down from LA down to San Diego.
Did they close it all the way down?
No, but it was like town was totally blocked up.
Good grief. The 5-hour long standoff with a handgun toting motorist, that's what it says in The Independent,
Well, whatever's in the independent's got to be correct.
Well, it was so bad that on Wednesday night, those two guys that do that jazz show on this very radio station,
they couldn't
Brett
get
and Tommy, they couldn't get in. And, yeah, exactly, they couldn't get into do their show. So, no jazz this Wednesday. But lots of jazz in town because it's Laguna Beach Music Festival this week. So loads of music, lots of things going on. Very nice. And the gun-toting, wielding lunatic, which, you know, as long as he's not wielding it at you, makes things really exciting.
Yeah, I heard all about that. I was just on my way down from San Francisco. I was at the airport and saw all these...
What are you doing in San Francisco, Martin? Are you wearing flowers on your head?
I was wearing flowers on my head. I was up there for work for a couple of days and flying down with the infamous Southwest.
Very good. Well, you know what? I'm going to play another record now by a man called Beck. Have you heard of him?
Beck?
Yeah. No. All right. Well, I'm going to play him anyway, and you're going to like it or lump it. And we'll come back. We'll talk a bit more about what's going on in the news and stuff. And then we'll have Mr. John Hall, who's going to talk about famous people and guitars. And I love both of those subjects.
You are.
Morning, everybody. KX93.5. If you're driving up the coast, be careful. It's beautiful out. And stick around.
Leave it out.
Chauffeur on a midnight drive. It takes a miracle just to survive. Buried animals call your name. You keep on sleeping through the poignant rain. I think we're going crazy. The left eye is lazy. She looks so Israeli. Nicotine and gravy.
Go ahead.
I'll feed you fruit that don't exist. I'll leave graffiti where you've never been kissed. Your laundry, massage your soul. I turn you over to the highway patrol. I think we're going crazy. The left eye is lazy. She looks so Israeli. Nicotine and gravy. Going crazy, things don't even faze me. Her left eye is lazy, nicotine and gravy. Miracles amaze me, she looks so Israeli. Love the way she plays me, think I'm going crazy. It takes a miracle just to survive. Buried animals call your name. You keep on sleeping through the poignant pain.
I think we're going crazy. Things don't even faze me. Her left eye is lazy. Nicotine and lazy. Miracles she amazing. She looks so Israeli. Love the way she makes it. She nicotine and lazy. Yeah.
right, there you go. Look at that. Beck. Love Beck. Huge fan of the lad. And just want to say that it's a lovely day. And in the studio right now are my lovely friends, Beth and Steve Wood. Hello, Beth and Steve Wood. Let's see if your microphones are working.
Hello, there it is.
Hello, testing.
Testing. Yep. Try that.
Hello.
Try that.
Yep.
Sound good?
Sounds great.
There we go.
Yeah,
just a little panic there because I had forgotten you were coming in. But I'm glad you're here.
Well, the funny thing is we forgot we were coming in too.
Good.
We weren't going to admit that.
You know, it turns out when you're a Zen master and you're living in the moment, you're always late.
Well, that's right, because the Earth is spinning at the wrong speed. Did you know that?
Yes.
Plus, you're only finding out where you're supposed to be right in the moment, and then you've got to get
there. And then
you're
there. Did you really? Did you, like, leap out of bed? Because that would make me feel better.
Yes.
All right, good.
She leapt out of bed.
I did.
Oh, my God. We're supposed to be on the radio.
I don't even know where the place... I didn't know where the place was.
Really?
No.
Yeah, it just comes out of the air. We didn't realize it had physical presence.
Do you think those two guys are idiots? And if we don't get there soon, the show's just going to go right down the tube.
Well,
it's going to be terrible. Did you know that Iceland... I was thinking... Have you been to Iceland?
No, but I imported a woman from there.
I'm sorry.
I did for the last film I worked on.
Did you have the legal documentation?
I did.
She did.
What was her name?
Her name was...
Raga Grundahl.
Do you know what that means?
No.
No, do you?
Neither do I, no.
No.
But I'll tell you one thing. In Iceland, you have to have a certain... Your name has to be passed by a government body. You can't just call yourself anything. Like over here, people call themselves, you know, Nevada whatever or Sunshine Bong Hit whatever. Right?
Right?
You can't do that there. You have to have your name passed by a particular government body.
Now, I mean, that's one thing, but is there punishment for not doing that? That's the question.
Yep. What, do you have to go back?
You used to change your name to Sunshine Bong Hit.
So, wondering if you have to be...
And they shuttle you right to Laguna Beach.
Do you have to be unborn? I was wondering.
No,
there's
a story. I just was reading this story in the thing during that last song. A 15-year-old Icelandic girl has won the right to use the name given by her mother. And the name given by her mother is, and I hope I'm pronouncing this wrongly, Blair Bjarkundóttir.
Oh.
She'll now be able to use her first name, which means right buttock. No, that's not right. Which means light breeze, officially. She's fought in the courts. She's very happy to be called Blair, of all things.
I'm speechless, which is really unusual.
Because that's because you're American and you're used to you can be free to do whatever you want and just live your life and pursue happiness and health and what is it?
And import Icelandic women
and
into the
carry
US.
that was for happiness.
And she was a marvelous singer.
Was she?
Still is, I believe.
Still is a marvelous...
Even after your project, is what you're trying to say.
Right, right.
The thing is, I flew her down here, and she came to LAX, and somehow it was a similar kind of experience where I was late. And she didn't really know who I was, and she really kind of came on faith. And then I was about 45 minutes late, and I got there, and she was just sitting on a bench, just with that look of, oh, my gosh. Where am I and why did I do this?
I've made a mistake.
But it went uphill from there.
Good.
Yeah, she was wonderful.
Always the best way.
Yeah.
I like to leave people waiting and really upset them in the first 5 minutes of meeting them too. Yeah.
Which, you know, that uphill downhill thing is kind of confusing because you say it's going downhill from now, but everything from here on is going to be uphill. It doesn't sound like any place on the hill, up or down, is going to get better.
Yeah, that is a linguistic. That's like, you know, a fat chance and a slim chance. It's that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Means the same thing.
Right.
It's linguistic.
Was there a reason why you asked us to be here?
Yes.
We thought you were bringing coffee and bagels. Apparently not.
We didn't have time to do that.
I've been playing a track from Beth's last CD, Red Red Sky. Mm-hmm. I've been playing Peace in the Valley, which I don't have in my thick... I've had to get a new... Because John Hall's coming in a minute from Rickenbacker, so I've loaded up with Rickenbacker guitar songs.
Oh, great.
And so I didn't... And, of course, I forgot you were coming in, otherwise I would have played it again this week. But I love your record, Beth,
very much.
Very, very. People should go out and find a way to buy it. Can they get it from iTunes?
Yeah, they can. They can get it from iTunes.
Beth Fitchett Wood.
Yep.
Red Red Sky, produced, of course, in a collaborative fashion with your husband, Steve, who is famous in the film music world. If you don't know anything about Steve, you can Google him, but he does all those... For example, one of the things he does is one of those big IMAX movies... the one about Everest. Didn't you do that?
I did.
Yeah. He's done 25 of them or 30 of them. We lost count.
really quite stunning, fantastic studio here in Laguna Beach, and just one of my big heroes. So there
That's
you
my
go.
Goal.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, Steve plays a bit of pump organ on my new record, which is I'm plugging, which is out in 2019. No, it's not.
It'll be here before you know it.
A couple of months.
That's right.
It should be done before I go to England. I'm going on tour in April.
Oh, great.
But before that, I'm playing today at the White House. I'm not allowed to say, please come down to the White House, because that's what's known as a call to action. But I can say that I will... I don't know what you guys are doing.
But
anybody
you just did,
listening,
Tassie, you just, in a very passive-aggressive way, did that.
No, I think passive-aggressive is... I think I'm allowed to be that.
Okay. Yeah. So you're playing at the White House tonight, and
today,
oh dear,
you can't
you
say, but I can say
three
maybe people
seven.
Want to go and see you.
No, all I'm saying is that I will be... I'm not saying... Listen, you're Americans, you can do what you want. You're free. You've fought long and hard for that liberty. So whatever you want to do is fine. Okay, fine. You don't want to come? Fine. Fine.
I see, suggest now for me, you don't go.
Right. When you said passive-aggressive,
right.
I thought, I don't really see you passive very often.
No, it's mostly aggression on my part. That's right. Here, look, I'm going to play a record. This is by XTC. I love
cool.
XTC. You big fans?
Love,
big
yeah,
fan.
Yeah,
big
we
love
you.
You can't say you don't, can you?
No, we do.
You do?
Yeah.
Are you speaking for both of you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
All right, XTC. Andy Partridge plays a Rickenbacker on this record. In fact, it's one of the few times that Andy Partridge even plays guitar.
Anything.
But anyway, on XTC's music. But anyway, there, here you go. Check it out.
Pleasure and the church bell softly chime.
Church bell softly chiming. Hey, it's Valentine's Day on Tuesday.
The 14th, I believe.
Nope. It's Thursday.
Thursday. It's that's what I said. Valentine's Day on Thursday.
The 14th.
The 14th of February. And Beth Fitchett-Wood and Steve Wood are going to be playing at Bridge Hall. Would you like to tell us more about that? It's not on Thursday, is it? It's on Saturday.
It's on Saturday, yeah. So if you didn't get Valentine's Day right on Thursday, you can make it up on Saturday, and everything will be fine. Ooh, that's
pretty. Little music, pretty music.
I thought my phone going off. It's like, oh, my God, I forgot to mute.
It's Muzak.
So anyway, so we're going to be playing at at Bridge Hall, which is part of the Congregational Church. It's at 3:40. Oh, we're not supposed to tell people what to do, right? But anyway,
whatever.
This just happens
we don't
to be
care.
3:40 St. Anne's Drive, which is on Glen Eyrie and Ralph's Market Street.
It's the neighborhood congregational church, isn't it, where the hall is, yeah.
Right. And we're playing a concert, and it's at Bridge Hall, which is the most beautiful-sounding hall in Laguna Beach,
and
Steve's opinion, right?
Tickets and more information, you can go to ncclaguna.org.
Yeah.
I need new glasses.
Right.
Terrible. ncclaguna.org.
Or call 949-494-8061.
Brilliant. What a lovely night. And so that's very good. You're going to be playing that old piano in there, Steve?
Yeah, the old piano, which was a kind of an event a couple of years ago when the church was searching for a nice used piano to replace their not-so-nice used piano. And we were doing a little rehearsal in the back with Eric Henderson, and Beth and I noticed that the piano that was back there was a 100-year-old Mason and Hamlin, which was one of the finer American pianos of the era.
Yeah.
And I mentioned to Pam Wicks there, the music director, that they had probably an uncut or a badly damaged diamond in the back. And so as time went by, they decided rather than buying an old used Yamaha or something, they were going to restore this piano, which they did. Beth and I did a concert that raised a lot of money to do that. And that's what happened. They rebuilt this piano, and we unveiled it on Easter, the resurrection.
The resurrection of the piano.
Good idea. That was a very good little tie-in.
Uh-huh.
And so it'll be kind of an event. You know, things that are old that have been taken well care of, that piano, and then Beth and myself.
And
our relationship.
I believe they had to raise an extra $100 for a ladder so that Pam Wicks could get up to the stool. She's only pocket-sized. She's a little pocket-sized music director. She's lovely, but
she's a sweetheart.
Very small.
Yeah.
Tiny.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's kind of a romantic evening.
I mean, quantum physics level of time. It's very.
I think you've made your point.
You can only see it with a microscope. What? Have I gone too far with this?
You know, we understand.
Right. I do believe that some people were born with sort of a resistance to gravity.
That's true. Some people are like that.
And I think you might be one of them.
Thanks, Steve. We're going to kick you out of here
we're
now.
We're speaking, and then suddenly you're spinning off into space.
Yeah. All right, get out of here. We're going to play an obnoxious jingle, and then we're going to play a record, and then we're going to have John Hall and in the studio. Thank you so much for coming in. Good luck with that. Next weekend, Saturday the 16th at Bridge Hall, go see Beth and Steve Wood. And then when you're done with that, come on down to Hotel Laguna and see my last set. What, Martin? Well, you get me to press knobs.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jason Ferdy, KX935. I want.
All right, so everybody knows that song. Everybody's heard that song. It's Beatles, Hard Day's Night, you know. John Hall, welcome to the show. It's absolutely a pleasure. I don't think anybody heard that because I don't think I had your mic on. Say hello to the nice people.
Hello, everybody. Thanks, Jason, for having me.
You're very welcome. It's an honour, sir. Those people who don't play guitars don't know, but Rickenbacker guitars are like, it's like the Rolls Royce of guitars to me. Always, you know, in my mind has always been that way. And as you know, you and I are friends, and I know, you know, that I'm not a big, I don't know much about guitars particularly. I just play them. But Rickenbacker, one of those names that are sort of forever embedded. Fender, Gibson, Rickenbacker. But Rickenbacker are responsible for the creation of the electric guitar. Is that not correct?
Well, yeah. Really, our claim to fame is the fact that 82 years ago, we patented the electric guitar. It was infringed upon very quickly by a lot of different people. But our claim to fame is really coming up with the technology to create a pickup for a guitar.
Rose, when I speak to people and I tell them this, you know, because I'm an owner of a Rickenbacker guitar, people always comment on the guitar, and I say, well, you know, Rickenbacker invented the electric guitar, the amplified electric guitar, and everybody always says, well, I thought it was Les Paul, I thought it was the Gibson thing.
Oh, we hear that all the time, but you got to remember that Les Paul was 13 years old when we patented the guitar. So there's a lot of misinformation out there.
Yeah.
And there were actually some earlier attempts. There were electric guitars of a nature as early as 1890. The only problem is that there was either danger of electrocution or they didn't work if the weather wasn't just the right humidity, and a lot of oddball things. But the modern electric guitar has a magnetic pickup, and that's what we created.
And you've got the first one on the wall of your office, haven't you? I've seen that.
I do indeed. And it's been in the Smithsonian and a couple of other interesting places on occasion.
Pretty amazing. And I grew up on the Beatles. I've got a Beatles tribute band. You know, I love the Beatles. And they're famously, all the famous photographs of the Beatles have got those. They're all playing those guitars. And I know you've got a good story about handing McCartney his first bass.
Well, actually, the story goes back earlier than that, if you don't mind me taking it back to the first story. My dad was aware of the fact that John Lennon was a Rickenbacker player and made arrangements with their manager, Brian Epstein, to meet on their first trip to New York for the Ed Sullivan Show.
Hadn't he bought one? Lennon had bought one in Hamburg, right? He was a fan of, I forget the name of the...
He bought it at Steinway Music in Hamburg in 58.
Right.
He was a fan of Toots Thielemans, and he asked the guys at the store to see if they could get him one of those guitars, and they met my dad at a trade show, and they brought it back. But anyway, in 64, my dad flew to New York and set up a suite, a little display, if you will, a little private show.
In a hotel, kind of thing.
This was in the Savoy Hotel.
Yeah.
The Beatles were actually staying at the Plaza Hotel. Anyway, Epstein and some of the other Beatles crowd, Aspinall and Derek Taylor, I think, brought them over, minus George. Cynthia Lennon was also with them. And they met with my dad and my mom, and he showed them the instruments, and they were enthralled, and they left with new instruments, except that my dad did not know that Paul McCartney was left-handed, so he had a right-handed bass, and that didn't work. But he also had a 12-string guitar, which was a brand-new thing for us at that time. And the guy said, George is sick back at the hotel, back at the Plaza. We really need to show this to him. The problem is now all of the fans that had been surrounding the Plaza Hotel were now surrounding the Savoy Hotel.
Ah.
So my dad talked to the bellman, and the bellman advised him that there was a secret tunnel that left out of the hotel and ended up in Central Park. So my dad and the Beatles and the wives and everybody went through the tunnel, came out in Central Park carrying his guitar, walked across Central Park to the plaza with absolutely no one bothering them. Nobody knew that they were doing this. And so they went up and talked with George, presented him with his 12-string guitar, which he really, really liked. And, of course, you just heard on Hard Day's Night.
Yeah.
Now, how that ties in, a year later, 15 years old, my dad had finally gotten around to building a left-handed bass. So we went up to L.A., and we went to the house that they were that they had rented. And I got to present Paul with his first bass, 15 years old.
God, that's fantastic. What incredible. What's your, well, you've got a Beatles story, haven't you, Martin? I have.
I've got a Beatles story?
Yeah.
No.
I have. Once on the way down to, from Leeds to London in the car to the Rugby League Channel Challenge Cup final at Wembley, we sang the entire Red album, me and my cousin Kevin.
That's your Beatles story.
That's it. Well, it's 6 degrees of separation. Maybe a few more degrees. Anyway, we're going to come back. I'm going to play a relentless, horrific jingle, and then we're going to come back and we're going to listen to The Byrds, right, another famously Rickenbackery band. Thanks for coming in, John. Talk to you in a minute.
Sure. Full English breakfast. Extra sausage for me, please.
Where it's not too late.
Yeah, the Birds Day. See, I've got things I need to say. You're right, Martin. What do I need to say?
You need to talk about the casino night.
Oh, yeah, it's casino night, April 6th. I know that because it's my mother's birthday.
And where is that happening?
Oh, I can't remember. Where's Tyler? Get Tyler in here. He can do it. He knows what's going on. Is he there? No, he's not listening. April 6th at the, shall we say, the Montage?
I'd like to say the Surf and Sand.
Surf and Sand is right. You're right. It's the Surf and Sand. God, we're so ill-prepared here.
Well, you are.
Yeah, when I say we, I'm using the royal we. Of course. Yeah, I haven't got the information.
Do not shame me with your ink, sir.
Here we go. Look, there's a thing here. No, that's not it. Oh, here we go. The Studio Liners book. Of King Ra. Here we go. It's April 6th. Surf and Sand Resort for our first ever casino night. Blackjack.
Craps.
Roulette. Cash in your chips for some amazing prizes at the end of the night. Live music from Beatles and Guns N' Roses tribute bands. Tickets are $125 for members. Tickets are $150 for non-members. You should just be a member. Just join the station and then you get all those deals in the future. Cost $50 per year. Your ticket price is tax-deductible donation, our non-profit radio station. That's how we exist. That's how we keep this incredibly brilliant radio going. That's, if you like the informative and professional nature of this show, then you're an idiot. But you should certainly join the station anyway. Anyway, the Birds, that sound, that 12-string sound, is iconic. And I've played 12 strings in the studio, and I'm telling you, it's uncontrollable. But those Rickenbackers, how do you get that? How do you make the guitar so controllable and sort of hi-fi and big sounding without swamping everything?
Well, that's kind of our historical thing. Our pickups, our circuitry has been hi-fi as compared to some other brands, which is, you know, I'm not saying the other brands are wrong. They make some great sounds in their own right. Distortion is kind of nice. But in the case of a 12-stringer, distortion is not wonderful. And having a really super clean, clear, crisp, people refer to it as jingle jangle, sound is something that our pickups do really well, and that's the difference.
Right. Well, you know, it's not obviously these are, we're talking about the Birds and the Beatles, and of course the Who, famously, Pete Townsend's a Rickenbacker guy. But bringing it, coming closer to today chronologically, REM, Peter Buck plays Peter Buck plays a 360. Famously had one stolen in Finland. I remember when that happened.
But they got it back.
Did he?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, great.
They put up a reward for it, and DeWitt Burton, his roadie, ended up some dark alley carrying money and exchanging for getting the guitar back, no questions asked.
Wow, that's pretty cloak and dagger. Let's play a track by REM featuring Peter Buck playing that very guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. REM. You know, the hour goes by way too quick, and I feel like we're sort of ill-prepared because Beth and Steve came in, and that's my mistake. But, John, you know, will you come in again in a few weeks' time? We'll do an entire hour of Rickenbacker music and talk a bit more seriously about this.
Oh, absolutely. That'd be really cool. I'd enjoy that.
I would love you to come back again. In the meantime, I want to mention your band, Hot Work.
Well, I'm not sure that it's my band. I think it's our band, to be fair.
I didn't want to say that.
You're the front man in the band.
I'm the singer in the band, but I wasn't always the singer in the band. And
No, we started out with somebody else a long time ago, but Kenny Howes, whose birthday it is today, by the way.
Yes, Kenny. Hello. Happy birthday, Kenny, if you're listening.
But in any case, you know, for me, this was a great revival back playing music again, and I've certainly enjoyed doing that with you. I was kind of motivated by hearing Snow Patrol and some of the younger bands that I hadn't heard in a long time. I guess that song, Chocolate, for instance, really turned me on to playing music again, and getting back writing songs with you has been a fabulous experience.
Oh, it's brilliant fun. Well, let's play. We don't have any of the new stuff because it's not ready yet, but let's play a track from your last record.
And I know the track you're going to play. This is one of the ones that was on Rock Band.
Oh, right. Of course it was. That's right. So if you guys were playing that game, Rock Band, it was a, well, you know, if you know it, you know
it. You could have played this song.
You could easily play this song. All right, let's do this, and we'll be back in a sec.
Jason Betty, KX93.5.
Jason Betty's new project.
We have to say goodbye. It's too quick, and I feel that we will have much more fun next time and get this thing nailed. We'll play a lot more Rickenbacker music because it's so interesting. And Martin Cohen, You've been very quiet.
I have.
Are you all right?
I am.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
You sure?
Absolutely.
All right, then. Well, we'll see you next
time,
Martin.
Nothing but breakfast.
You ready for breakfast? Yeah, me too. Quick bite, then I've got to go and pick up the dog. John, thanks again, mate. Thanks to Beth and Steve Wood. Thanks to the radio station KX93.5 FM. Somebody's waving at me. Oh, it's Leo. Hello. Hello, mate. And, yeah, have a good time. Steve's up next and play a quick song by Motorhead. Sure we've got some good stories about Lemmy from Motorhead next time, huh?
You bet, next show.
All right, well, we'll see you next time. Have a good week. Stay out of the rain. And thanks for listening, everybody.